We know that there have been hundreds of bus services cancelled in Darwin over the last couple of days, wreaking havoc for a lot of people. If you do catch the bus to get to work, to get to appointments, for children trying to get to school. Now, joining me on the line to talk a little bit more about the situation is the Transport Workers Union NT Branch Secretary, Ian Smith. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Katie. How are you going?
Not too bad. Ian, what is the reason, from your perspective, for all of these cancellations?
Look, let's be quiet. We've come out of the pandemic, and I know we shouldn't probably be hiding behind that now, but it's a fact of life that all industries are struggling for employees because of it. And bus driving's one of them. But, you know, we've got the antisocial behaviour that's occurring on the network, so that doesn't make the job attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the pay and conditions that doesn't make the job attractive. Now, governments have contracted bus contracts out, and they've consistently done that, and you know, it's probably the way of the world now, but they don't. But in doing so, technically, the contractors make their money. They have a bucket of money, so the less money they spend, the more money they make for their shareholders. And we've seen probably over time some of the conditions of bus driving.
So no doubt the privatisation. Yeah, no doubt that's you know, had an impact from your perspective. But I mean, talking about the safety on the network, is that making it more difficult for our networks to be able to recruit and retain drivers?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, why would you take up a position when you're concerned about your safety, about coming home each night unscathed? And that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we are working extremely hard with the companies and the government. And, we've had many conversations with you and your listeners on this same subject. And look, are things moving quick enough? Never. They never are. Are things happening? Yes, they are. But, you know, what we really need to see, especially in the Darwin network, is the driver protection screen that's not the cage. You know, the current cage system's unsatisfactory. It doesn't protect the driver. We need a screen, a proper divider, where the driver can first off do his job safely.
Mm.
And get from point A to point B. They've got enough decisions to make.
Yeah, and I 100% agree with you. I think, like, our drivers need to be safe, and it's appalling that they feel as though they're not. You know, it's appalling that the passengers feel that way as well. You know, I was watching some vision that had been shared on social media earlier in the week. I don't know if you'd seen it, but it was terrible. It was two women fighting viciously on a bus in Darwin's northern suburbs. I don't know if you've seen that vision, Ian.
Yeah, I did see it, and it's very disturbing, but that's what occurs in the network, and, you know, that's what we need to get on top of. But what we have been saying for a long, long time, let's protect the driver first. Then what happens behind the driver, then we can deal with that. And it's encouraging with the trials and everything we've had about seeing people on buses, security guards on buses, and extra police and extra TSOs, but it's not having the real impact as of yet. You know, it has to eventually.
Yeah.
Surely it has to. Certainly people have to understand if they're going to misbehave on public transport, they're either not going to be able to get on because they're going to be banned. That's one thing. Or there's going to be further action taken against it because it's just not good enough. You know, as I've said to your guy and your listeners so often, Darwin's a sophisticated city. It needs a good public transport system to ease all the congestion, the cost of living pressures that everybody's facing so that people can do their business without getting our vulnerable to school and back again, the elderly to all their appointments, the elderly to all their shopping, and people to and from work. And, you know, with the number of trips that are being missed at the moment, that's obviously not happening, and that's unsatisfactory. And the quick fix is not going to be quick, in my view, other than let's get these screens in place. So I know there's prototypes being developed, but we're not seeing them quick enough.
Mate, when do you think we're going to see any kind of improvement in terms of, you know, those cancellations and in terms of things improving and buses being able to actually, you know, to turn up and be able, bus drivers being able to do their jobs?
Look, how long's a piece of string? I haven't got an easy answer, and I don't think anyone has. But we've got to continue to keep working to make bus driving once again an attractive position as it was for many years ago. Most of these bus drivers that do drive buses are people of service. They love servicing the community and they love the customers. What they don't like is the antisocial stuff. What they can't handle is that fact. So we need to address that and we've got to keep pushing. So it becomes impertinent that that the screens need to be put in, right? That is so important from our view. That keeps the drivers completely safe. Then we've got to work on, which we are with the government, extra security, extra TSOs, just get greater interventions so that these antisocial belligerents, whoever they are, have to act in a proper way so that if they want to use the bus system, right?
Yeah.
Behave.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it,
then
walk.
Yeah. Yep, fair enough. Ian, as always, I really appreciate your time. We are going to have to leave it there. Thank you so very much for having a chat with me this morning.
Good one.
Thank you.